Waarom is het belangrijk? Dus staat er bovenop dat if a person don't have Holy Spirit, can someone open Romans 8 verse 9 and read it from verse 9 to 10? Someone open it. I want someone to help me with the reading. Felina, if you are quick with that, you can maybe help me. Otherwise, I can give you my iPad so that you can search that for me as well. Romans 8, verse 9 to 10. If a person don't have the Holy Spirit, he or she do not belong to God. We need the Holy Spirit to be like Christ. So a person cannot say, I'm a Christian, without having the Holy Spirit. You need to have the Holy Spirit to be a Christian. If you don't have Holy Spirit, you can say, you can talk, you can say that you are a Christian, but nothing shows that you are a Christian, because the Holy Spirit is absent. Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, mm-hmm. he is none of his.
Mm-hmm.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen.
Amen. So, you cannot, I don't call that. King James Version. Yeah. Don't settle by NIV. Those who are in the realms of the flesh cannot please God. You who, however, not in the realms of the flesh, but are in the realms of the Spirit. Indeed, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God, they do not belong to Christ. Dus je moet het geest van God hebben om te kunnen zeggen dat je eigenlijk christelijk bent. Zo als je dat niet hebt, dan eigenlijk hoor je niet tot het koninkrijk. Want je hebt de Heilige Geest niet. Zo daarom is het belangrijk dat als je zegt dat je christelijk bent, dat je de Heilige Geest ook hebt. Amen.
Amen.
Tweede is, Heilige Geest, the Holy Spirit is a seal of salvation. Everybody say seal of salvation.
Seal of salvation.
Yes. And then let us go to Ephesians 1, verse 13. Ephesians 1, 13. Filina, can you come and take my iPad? You have it already? Good. Amen. So you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. Als iemand in Christus komt en je gelooft in Christus en je krijgt de Christus en je krijgt de Heilige Geest in jou, dat betekent dat je eigenlijk overal waar je gaat is like je bent it's like you are being monitored. Yes. So you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. So everyone that sees you is like you are marked with the Holy Spirit. So it's a mark that you belong to Christ. So if you come to Christ and you see the Holy Spirit is a mark that you belong to the kingdom and to Christ. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. So without having the Holy Spirit, you know where you stand. We need the Holy Spirit to hear from God, know the truth, and also to be led by Him. Someone can open John 10, 27, and someone can also open Romans 8, verse 14. So, the Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. It is not those who are led by computer, or those who are led by the things in the world, but then those who are led by the Spirit. Someone will say that, No, you can't say that whilst you belong to Christ. Those who belong to Christ are led by the Spirit of God, not to fulfill what their flesh are saying, not to fulfill what others are saying, but to fulfill what the Spirit is saying. Praise the Lord. So whatever, everything that you do, you are not doing it because you want it, but you are doing it because you are led. by the
Spirit. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. So the world cannot accept that.
Are you deaf, Lina?
Yes.
Yes, one of them.
Verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
My sheep hear my voice.
Yes.
And I know them.
Mm-hmm.
They follow me. Amen.
Amen. So the moment that you get the Holy Spirit, you become the sheep of God. So the Spirit of God in you. So communication through the Spirit, you have to hear. Because the Bible says, my sheep knows my voice. And when I speak, they know it. So if you get the Holy Spirit and God is talking to you, you have to know that it is God who is talking. It is God who is talking. The teacher is hearing on the obeying the voice of God. How can you hear the voice of God without having the Spirit of God? It is impossible. So my sheep, they know my voice. So which means it is not our sheep, but it is my sheep, says the Lord. So when you come to Christ, you become part of the sheep. So when he speaks, you know that it is the shepherd that is talking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why it's important to know it. It's like living with your mom and you go to, let's say, convention or somewhere. And there are so many people and you don't know where your mom is. But because you live with your mom and know your mom's voice, when he's standing somewhere and he's talking, you can say that, I hear my mom's voice here. I hear her voice here. She has to be here because you know it. Or it is the same like your telephone. Eh? You know the ringtone. So if the telephone, let's say we are all here, you can telephone defender. Even if all of our telephone will be ringing, because you know your voice, the ringtone that you have put on it, if your telephone rings, you know that, hey, this is my telephone. So that's what God is saying. If you have the Spirit, you are the sheep. My sheep knows my voice. He says that the Holy Spirit reveals to us the truth about God. I want us to go there. The Holy Spirit reveals to us the truth. Everybody say the truth.
The truth.
Yes. It means that it is not all that preached. It is not all the people that tell us about God's words tells the truth. Some people take the word of God and they interpret it different. Total different. Yes.
Please, I read.
Mm-hmm.
John 16:13.
That's right.
It says, but when he, the Spirit of truth,
mm-hmm.
is come,
mm-hmm.
he will guide you into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
For he shall not speak of himself.
Mm-hmm.
But whosoever he shall hear,
mm-hmm.
that shall he speak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Go to the last one. He said, he will reveal all truth, as I said. You see, nowadays, the Christian don't want to hear the truth. But if the Holy Spirit comes, he will reveal the truth about God, about the kingdom, and also about the word of God. So you see, most of us, when we dress, for example, our dressing, yeah, even our manners and purpose, when we dress and someone says that, oh, my dear, the way you have dressed is not nice. Or the way you are dressed, it seems like your pants is naked. Please, next time, dress well. The person will then say, now the supremacy is here, Akumem. It's not outside. You see, you interpret the word of God differently. But it is what is inside that comes outside. The Bible says that the thing that is going in is important, not important, but the thing that is coming out. So what is the inside of the heart? It is that one that comes out. So you interpret it like, oh, God says it is the heart. Nobody sees the heart, but I'm doing it with my heart. No. And then you'll be dressing naked to church. No, we don't say that. For example, about the Bible says that, you see someone drinking alcohol, and you'll be saying, oh, Bible says don't drink alcohol. Why did the Bible say that? Can you show me? Bible says that we should drink, but we should not be drunk. And so you will drink. And how will you know that you are drunk? You see, don't tempt it at all. Don't drink it. Flee from sin. The Bible says that resist the sin and it will flee from you. If you drink it, you are sinning. That's all. That's not what you want to hear. You don't want to hear that. So when we say that You are drinking. The Bible says we should drink, but we shouldn't be drunk. You interpret it differently. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will reveal to you the real truths about this verses. So that is why it's important that every Christian lives differently. So if you know the truth, your life will be different because you have known the truth. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. When the Holy Spirit comes, He will empower us and help us to preach the gospel. Yes. Lina, can you read that verse? When the Holy Spirit comes, you shall receive power, Acts 1:8, and you will be my witness. Both Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. You see, nobody can go into the streets or nobody can go outside and preach about Christ if you don't know the truth or know the Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that empowers us. He gives us power beyond our own strength to preach the gospel. You see, preaching, you can preach. Oh, come to Christ, this and this and this. But if the Holy Spirit does not back your preaching, nobody will come. You will preach from morning to evening, nobody will hear. But if there is power in what you are saying, it will draw people to the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the Bible says that when Peter received the Holy Spirit in the day of Pentecost, they preached their first gospel and they won 3,000 souls for God. Because the Holy Spirit empowered them to preach. So many times, I know that you people go to conference and they say, hey, this man is powerful. This man, he preached. This man, he's there. It is not the man. It is the Holy Spirit that is working in the man. It is the Holy Spirit that directs the man. It is the Holy Spirit that reveals the secrets. Somebody can take the quotation, John 10:30, I and my Father are one. And then preach the real, reveal the real revelation about this quotation to you all, so that you may know the truth about this quotation. And then you say that, this quotation, you have been hearing it, but now we understand it. He empower us to live. He also empower us to be overcome our weaknesses. Yes, He empower us to overcome our weaknesses. Things that we cannot do, He empower us to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we are going to the last one, and then we finish. Now, before I go to the last one, I would like to ask a question. Why is it important to receive the Holy Ghost? Yes. Can someone answer me? Why is it important? You have 2 minutes. Number one says, yes, the boys.
To hear from God.
Applause. He has been doing well. Good. Yes. Number two, Sabrina. To be empowered. That's why. That's the right word. Yes.
To give us power.
To give us power. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. My brother, I'm looking at you. Jeremy. Yeah. Why is it important? Why does it belong like in the higher face of life? You don't hate. Okay. Yes. Bro.
To be led by the Spirit.
Samuel, God bless you. Amen. To be led. So, how can you be led if you don't have it? So, you need it to be led by it. Yes. The girls, the boys, who we knew. The boys, yes. Why is it important? Yes, Tessa. To overcome our weaknesses.
Amen.
To overcome our weaknesses. Yes. Yes, why is it important? Nina, Lisa. He's a seed of our salvation. That's good. Yes. Abigail, Lisa, that's this line. I've not heard from you. Yes, let me hear from you.
To know what's the truth about
it. Yes, you know, you need the Holy Spirit to know the truth about Christ. Good. God bless you. Yes. Amen. Yes, through the Holy Spirit, if you have the Holy Spirit, you have power. Yes, if you don't have it, you are empty. That which means that any spirit can come and do whatever you want with you. Yes. Last one, then we go. To communicate with God. Hallelujah. Amen. That one is very, very important. So you cannot communicate. In okay, how do you want to hear from God or communicate with God if the Holy Spirit is not there? Yes. God bless you. Amen. So, but I'm finding my phone. Oh, okay. Who can you not highlight the case crying? That is belong, right? Joel 2:28. Yeah. Waarom is het? Hoe kan je de Heilige Geest krijgen? Weet je, God heeft ons beloofd dat in de laatste dagen zou Hij zijn Geest aan ons geven. Ja. Dus het is een belofte van God dat wij de Heilige Geest moeten krijgen en zou moeten hebben. Zo God heeft het gezegd. En alles wat in de Bijbel staat, kan je dat krijgen als je het gelooft. So it is God who promised them to give his spirit to them. He said, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see vision. So it is a belofte die God voor jou heeft gemaakt. Dus jij zal het moeten claimen door het te geloven. Hallelujah. Zullen we overgaan naar de volgende? Zo, om te kunnen krijgen, moet je het geloven. Sowieso. Moet je het geloven. Lina, kan je even dat lezen? John 1, vers 13. John 1, van 1 tot 13. Ik wil even dat jullie het gaan lezen. Je ziet, dus zonder dat je het eigenlijk gelooft, als je Jezus accepteert, je gelooft in Jezus, dan kan je de Heilige Geest krijgen. Dus het is sowieso bij het geloof. You receive the Holy Spirit by faith. Ahead. So when we are praying and saying, you see the Holy Spirit, you see the Holy Spirit, you see, if you don't believe it, it's up to you. You have to have faith. Receive it with faith. As Jesus Christ is up to faith. So it's like that. We receive the Holy Spirit the moment that we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So John says that.
In the beginning was the Word.
That's right.
And the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
The same was in the beginning with God. 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. 4. In him was life, and life was the light of man. 5. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness overcame it. 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. 7. The same came for a witness. To bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. 8. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. 9. That was the true light, and that lights every man that came into the world. 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. 11. He came unto his own. And his own received him. 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. 13. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen.
So, what the key you will say them, but you underline the verse 12. Yet to all who believe in him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. So as you don't believe, have you the macht niet om de Heilige Geest te krijgen, and have you ook the macht niet om een zoon of een dochter van God te worden. Dus het is het krijgen van de Heilige Geest. Hey, you moet het goede nieuws horen en dan bekeren, geloven en dan krijg je het. So the tweede is water baptism. Everyone say water baptism. Say it again. Water baptism.
Water baptism.
Yeah. So many of you, sometimes when we say we want to baptize you, it's not because we are forcing you or somewhere. We want to help you. We want to help you. And there are some things that last time I talked to you about it, that so many questions is not important. You have to believe it. Just believe what we we are saying. The message is not about question. It's believing. And you will see it. Hallelujah. So, water baptism. We receive the Holy Spirit when we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. Let me see those who are baptized here. Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands. Okay. Water baptism. That's good. So now that you're open, have you recht om de Heilige Geest te krijgen. And the Heilige Geest, it is mogelijk, it's possible that the moment that you come out of water, the Holy Spirit can come upon you at once, directly, from heaven. Dus als je bekeert, je laat je dopen, Heilige Geest komt. Hallelujah. So, let's read the Acts chapter 20, 38.
Mm-hmm. Then Peter said unto them, repent, mm-hmm. and be baptized, every one of you, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. of the remission of sin, mm-hmm. and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. 39. For the promise of is unto you, mm-hmm. and to your children, mm-hmm. and to all that are afar off, mm-hmm. even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen.
Amen. So Peter told them, after he was filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter told them, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. This promise is for you. The promise that he was talking about, it was the Joel 2:28 that I taught you. That in the last day, the Lord shall pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. This promise is for you. So when you repent and be baptized in water, into repentance and forgiveness of your sins, you have the right to receive the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Uh-huh. And so, prayer. Everyone say prayer.
Prayer.
You can pray. By prayer, you can also receive the Holy Spirit. Through prayer. When we pray for you, I wrote that we receive the Holy Spirit when we ask for it in prayers and also fasting. Luke 11, open and Oak Angel, Acts 2, 1 to 21. So, Titus and Peter, also Peter. Yeah, for example, we are going to pray now. And once we are praying, you want the Holy Spirit to come to you, or you want to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Through prayer, the Holy Spirit can baptize you. When you also fast for it, the Holy Spirit can also come upon you and live inside you. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible says in Acts 2, it says that when the day of Pentecost, they all gathered together and believed the word of God, the promise that came. And they gathered together and they prayed. The Bible says they prayed. So, whilst they were praying, the Holy Spirit came upon them. So, through prayer, you can also receive the Holy Spirit of God. So that's why many a time we tell you that you should fast. Sometimes we will push you, or sometimes, yeah, it's not because, yeah, we are forcing you or something, but we want you to receive the best spirit. We want you to be part of the kingdom of God, to be used by God, to be unique. Praise the Lord. Yes. So are you there, Lina?
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask
him? Mm-hmm. Amen. So can I open the Acts 2 first now? Yes. So door te vragen tijdens het gebed. If you ask God, God can give you. Me, as I'm standing here, I asked for the Holy Spirit whilst I was praying. And the Holy Spirit came. You just have to ask it with faith. And the Holy Spirit will come. The Holy Spirit is not far away. It's not something that you have to, hey, I want the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here right now with us. If you just open up your heart. Yeah, the Bible says that he's standing at the gate of your heart. If you just open up, he will come and live inside you. Simple as it is. There's no need for us, or there's no need for long 30 days prayer, long 30 days fasting before you receive. No. The Holy Spirit is here among us. Whilst I'm preaching, if you believe, you can get it. That's how it is. I'm preaching, but if you believe, whilst he's here, he can come. The gentle spirit of God, he can come and live inside you. We are going to pray. If you are praying and you believe it, you can receive it. That's how it is. Whatever you are, if you believe, you will receive. So the Bible says in Acts 2, let's go.
Acts 2.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, mm-hmm, as a rushing mighty wind.
Mm-hmm.
And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And began to speak with other tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Other spirits gave them utterance,
mm-hmm,
and there was there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews,
mm-hmm,
devout men, out of every nation under heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now when this was sounded abroad,
mm-hmm,
the multitudes came together,
mm-hmm,
and were confounded,
mm-hmm,
because every man heard them speak in his own language.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue,
mm-hmm,
in which we were born? And patrons and...
You can jump from there, the language that they were speaking, you can jump from there and start from 12 going. Mm-hmm.
And were in doubt, saying one to another, what means this? 13. Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine.
Mm-hmm.
14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you man of Judea,
mm-hmm,
and all you that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As you suppose, seeing it is but the third time of the day. 16. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Mm-hmm.
17. And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God,
mm-hmm,
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, mm-hmm, and your young man shall see visions, and your old man shall dream dreams.
Okay, God bless you. After that, I think you have read that also as well, about Joel 2:28. So, what I want you to, I want to ask a question here. What happened when the Holy Spirit came upon them? What happened? Yes, what happened? They gathered together the promise that they received. They gathered together, they came together, and the Bible says that they were praying. And as they were praying, a mighty rushing wind came upon them and filled the place. And then, when it filled the place, they started doing some. What happened? What happened when they came? Yes?
They were speaking
in different languages. Praise the Lord. I hope you guys hear it as well. So, when the Holy Spirit comes, different languages like, yes? Different languages like
tongues.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Different languages like tongues. So that is why sometimes if we are praying for you to speak in tongues, it's not because we want to force you to, hey. Or if you see someone speaking, the person is drunk. You see, the people that were standing behind, they were observers. They were observing, they said that in their own mind. These people, you know, they are filled with spiritual mind. The Bible says that they were God-fearing Jews. So they were standing behind and these people, are they drunk? What are they doing? It's the same thing. When we call you and we want to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit, you see, some people may stand behind, look at you. Hey, this girl, maybe you fall that way. Maybe you're better to Yenshem. Yet let you like this, and then they will start looking at the person. No, don't do that. Just believe and you also receive it. It's not about the person falling down. It's not about, no, it is about receiving the Holy Spirit. So the people, the Bible says that they started doing different. different thing. They started speaking in tongues. Tongues not of men, but of heaven. New language. Praise the Lord. So when the Holy Spirit comes through prayer, you start doing new things. So at this whole normal om in tongue te spreken, als de Heilige Geest op jou komt. That is normal. To identify that even someone is baptized with the Holy Spirit is when the person is speaking in tongues. Then you know that this person is baptized with the Holy Ghost. So that is why it's important to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. So that you can speak in tongues. You can never speak in tongues if you are not baptized. Tongues from heaven if you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. That one is not right. Speaking in tongues, the gift of the Holy Ghost. So that you be identified that you have, people will identify that you have received the Holy Ghost. So the last one says that when we are being prayed for, so by the elders, the pastors, it's all vocal. Everybody say when we are being prayed for. Good. Shall we go to Acts 8:14-17? And someone will also open Acts 19:1-4. Titus, but we'll go with Titus. Titus has to watch it. It's only the same word. Yes.
Now, when the apostles who were at Jerusalem hear that Samaria had received the word of God, they said unto them, Peter and John, who, when they were come back, prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. 16. For as yet he was falling upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 17. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Amen.
It says that 14, let me read it. It says, when the apostle in Jerusalem heard that Samaria has accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hand on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everyone say, place their hands.
Place their hands.
Everyone say, place their hands.
Place
so their hands. They had the message already, and they believed in Jesus Christ already, but then they still haven't received the Holy Spirit. So which means it's also possible. But haven't, so had the Heilige Geest nog niet. What gebeurt er dan? Toen hun merkte dat hun de Heilige Geest niet hadden, wat hadden ze gedaan? What did they do when they realized that they don't have the Holy Spirit? What was gebeurd? Yes. Wat hadden ze gedaan? Hebben we net gezegd. Good. They placed their hand. And so when they placed their hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit. So, can someone come? Let me give you an example. Come. Make sure. So sometimes we will call you, yeah, to come forward, and then we will sing Holy, 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 Holy Ghost, come and take control. We need you every day. And you will see, you are most of you, when you come and stand here, you stand like some of you will be like, as if we are forcing you. No, we just want to help you. We don't want to see that you are part of the kingdom of God. We want you to receive the Spirit which is from above. So when we call you, and we say, come and stand here, and we place our hands on you, and pray for you, it doesn't mean that, how do you say, you go deliverance. And I said, we want you to fall down, and then, you see, and then some people will be thinking, like, we are forcing you, we are pushing you, go, make me push you, come now, you see? So, like, we will place our hands on you. And some people, you see them, will feel like, go, you see some people moving like this. And then at the end, you see they are down. It's not because we want to show that we have power or we are powerful. No.
It's because we are doing it. It's biblical that we place our hands on you, and that you might receive the Holy Spirit when we place our hands on you. That's what the Bible is saying. They believed in God. They believed in the mercy, but they haven't received the Holy Spirit. So it is our responsibility to place our hands on you. And then, because we have failed, God through us will baptize you. Praise the Lord. And the way the Holy Spirit baptized, God does his things in his own way, the way he likes. The Bible says that power was on his way to Damascus. And he received the Holy Spirit. Some people receive it through prayer. Some people receive it through preaching. Some people receive by laying of hands. Praise the Lord. And so you never know how you receive it. That's it. That's the secret of it. Nobody knows. So that is why you have to participate. You may be a foundation. But someone can also receive it whilst we are doing worship. We are doing worship, normal worship. And the Holy Spirit will just sweep like a mighty wind among us. And then you receive the Holy Ghost. Some people can receive the Holy Spirit whilst we are praising God. Praises. I've seen that before. Praises. And you see someone dancing, but the Holy Spirit has come. So the person started dancing, and then before you see, bam, the person is near. Or the person started speaking in other tongues. It means the person has received the Holy Spirit. Some people receive the Holy Spirit and also the gift of the Holy Spirit at that moment that they receive. Gift of healing, gift of prophecy, gift of interpretation of tongues. You can receive it directly when you receive the Holy Ghost. So when we place our hands on you, there's nothing wrong with it. Nothing. It's biblical. It's not that we want to show that we have power. No. The Bible is saying when they saw that they haven't received it yet, they placed their hand. Because it was their duty to help the people to receive the Holy Spirit if they want to be part of the kingdom. Praise God.
Amen.
So never worry if you see someone they praying for someone, or if someone is lying on the ground shouting, doing some crazy stuff. It's not crazy, or doing some behaving abnormal or something. No, it's because you see the Spirit of God is a way, it's fire. The Spirit of God is so many things. So sometimes the Spirit of God can come upon you like fire. Sometimes it can come upon you like a cold water. Like the last time when I said, you can shake like something cold. You'll be shaking like, and nobody, like, nimon kai fasal. Almost a tighter case you have born and a movement. And sometimes when it comes upon you like fire, you'll be shouting. Some people will be shouting and jumping and jumping and jumping because there's fire that has come upon them. And sometimes when it comes, it controls your tongue. You started praying, Father, I thank you, and I magnify your name. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. And you started, hurrah, 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 hurrah. That's how it is. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's the Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen.
So that's the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit does things. I'm done. Any question? Our Papa is also here. You can sit down. He can also help us if there is any question that you want to know. Yeah, the reason why most of you are also scared when we place our hands on you, when people fall down. I've seen some people running away. Some people will tell me after church, why? I'm so scared about that when someone falls down. I don't want to be part of it. Some people will even ask you, then the person will not come to church because of that. You see, so today, you know the reason why we do that. It's not because we see demon in you or we see bad spirit in you. No, we want to help you to receive the Holy Spirit so that you can live a righteous life and live for Christ. And when you die, you don't die, but you go to heaven if you have the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Any question? I'm done. Yes, bro.
Why do you fall?
Is that?
Why do you fall down? Good. It's a good question. Someone has an answer? Why do you fall? Yes. I'm going to say. What's in your mind?
Applause. Yeah, it's good. Nyami ye nejuma. It's a good answer. Yes. Anyone else? Jeremy, what do you want to say? You don't want to say. But I'm thinking that you fall.
Yes.
Elder, can you help us? Why do you think that when the Holy Spirit comes upon someone that the person falls down?
Maybe it is an act of worship.
Mm-hmm.
That if you read the Bible, when they encounter God, they fell on their knees, mm-hmm. or they fell on the floor. So I think it is an encounter with God.
Encounter with God. Encounter with God. You see, when you have an encounter with God, you cannot stand. When the Spirit of God comes upon you, sometimes you cannot stand on your feet. Me, sometimes when I read the Bible itself, I got tears, crying. I can't control myself. I just start crying. It's the Spirit of God. You see, and as I said, He does the same the way He likes. Someone can fall down. It's not that the person is possessed with evil or something. No, it's the Spirit of God. Yes, that person has received His. What about yours? You are still standing. When we are laying hands, you are still standing. The person was a tofu. Yes. Any question? Any question? I want you to ask questions. Because then I can know that you people are. Yes. So your question is, can you receive the Holy Spirit without falling down or doing something? Yeah. Papa, can you answer? Maybe you can help us with it. I want you to feel free about it because this has been your main topic that you want to know. When you see some people being prayed for, speaking in tongues, my brother asked me of late, why do I say Baba Baba Baba? What for language is that? What's the Tao is that? It was like paying about next song. That's what Isaac told me. Yeah, so yeah.
I asked, we are talking about Holy Spirit. Who is God? We have been talking about God. And that God that we're talking about is a spirit. Every human being is also a spirit. And the spirit of spirits is what we call the Holy Spirit. He's the one who creates, he's the one who motivates, he's the one who energizes you and every person. So He has the authority over us. When He is in us, He controls us. And when He wants to work in you, He controls you. And He can come in any way, in any form. As for action, there isn't any one way by which the Holy Spirit works. Not necessarily that you have to fall down. No. It differs from one period to it differs from one person to another. Somebody can receive the Holy Spirit by falling down. Somebody can stand there and pray and receive it without falling down. So there's no criteria that you need to fall down before you receive the Holy Spirit. No. Elder has given you the requirement, your faith in Him, the belief in Him, and your eagerness to receive Him into your life, to come and control you, to come and lead you, to come and direct you, to come and help you in your Christian life. That's all that the Holy Spirit needs. So He can come in any form. So when you are asking for the Holy Spirit or praying for Him, don't think that I have to because I will fall. So I am not praying because I will fall. I will fall and you will not fall. Allow yourself. Focus on the Holy Spirit and the power, the strength you need, and He will work in you in any way He wants it. And if you are going to fall, it can happen that you will not even know. All of a sudden, you know you are on the ground. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the controller of your spirit. You say you don't want to fall. Okay. Don't you know that He is the controller of you? He's God and His Spirit is power.
Yeah.
He can just lift you up and transform you.
Yeah.
And when you fall down, it doesn't mean, as you said, you are being delivered. No. He's working in you. He's transforming you. He's making you anew. There are some weaknesses in yourself. You can't worship God properly. Your motives, your attitude, your character, which you try but you can't. But when the Holy Spirit can embrace those things, and when He's working on you, things are changing in your spirit, in your mind, in your brain, in your life, in your desire. Things are changing within that period of time. But it's mysterious. It's a spirit you don't see with your own eyes. Somebody will stand there and be crying. The Holy Spirit's working on the person. Are you getting my point? So please don't let that falling down be a blockage to the receiving of the Holy Spirit. No. And when somebody falls down, doesn't mean it's part of the Holy Spirit or whatever. No. That is the Holy Spirit. When you read Acts 9, the Bible tells us that when Saul met Jesus on the way of Damascus, there was a light from heaven that flashed over him, and immediately it pulled him down. That's the way God called somebody. That is Paul. It doesn't mean I should have the same thing. No. But the Holy Spirit does according to the way He wants it. So please, all that we are after is that you have a promise. The promise of the Holy Spirit, as Elder made you preach from Joel. Every believer, you have the Spirit. The Bible says, without me, you can do nothing. Without Christ, but that in your life as a Christian, you cannot succeed. You walk in and believe that you are a Christian, walk number. Bible tells us in Romans 8, that Romans 8 is a very important chapter for every Christian. If you want to know how you live as a Christian, and why you want to live as a Christian, it's in Romans 8. Bible says that when you live in the flesh, when you live according to your body, but if you live according to your mind, you will die. In which way will you die? You will follow the world. You will follow your intention. You will follow your knowledge. Always criticisms. This is not in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that. Where do you prove this? All this is from the flesh. It's from your mind. It's from your knowledge. But if the Holy Spirit comes in you, you are filled by the Holy Spirit as a Christian. He gives you what? Spiritual understanding. Things that you were asking questions of. The Spirit Himself explains that to you. You will be that. Why is this? Then immediately an answer comes. A belief comes into your head. That is the power of the Holy Spirit that we want you to have, so that He Himself will teach you. That's what the Bible says in John 14. That I will ask the Father, He will give you what? Another helper who will come and help you in your Christian life. That's what Jesus promised everybody. When I go, the Holy Spirit will come. And He will help you. So without Him, you will live as a Christian and be a normal Christian. You use your mind, you use your brain, you use your wish, you use what you want, you will do it. And people will tell, you say you are a Christian. You say you're a Christian. Yes, it's true. Because you are in the flesh. You will die. But when you live according to the Spirit, you will live. And you can only live by having the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit is the only power in Christianity who will lead your steps day in, day out. Elder has taught so many things. You have to pray for it. If you want it, it's not by force. If you want it, but it's a must. That as a Christian, as a believer, otherwise you cannot worship God in spirit. You cannot, no matter you are apostle, man, and bishop or man. You don't live by the name, by what your prayer, but by the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit, directed by the Holy Spirit, did everything by the Holy Spirit. Even Jesus. What about you? So, beloved, you need the Spirit. You need the power. You need the strength. In your sadness, the Holy Spirit comes as a what? Comforter. When someone does something against you, and you feel that bitterness within you, you are a human being, it's natural. But if the Holy Spirit is in you, within a period of time, the bitterness is taken out. These are things that the reason why we need the Holy Spirit. Apart from the spiritual things, physically, living day in, day out, you need this. Consciousness. You decide something which is not good. Areas you go, you don't have to go as a Christian. The flesh will continue to tell you, go. And when there's nothing, when there's nothing, as a Christian, that doesn't mean realistic. Yeah. But when the Holy Spirit is in you, He will speak to you. As even you are going, He will still be to you. You have to go. You see, it is the Holy Spirit. Remember, if you don't get it, you will do so many things wrong. You think they are good, confidently. But it is the flesh. And that doesn't make you a Christian. But the Holy Spirit in you, He will direct you and guide you. If somebody has been able to live righteous life, then I can. But he was able to live by the Holy Spirit. We don't want you to become God directs your future, your destiny, your education. The Holy Spirit will direct your path. Otherwise, you will struggle with your own self. You want to do, but you cannot do. As Paul said, what I want to do, I can't do it. You try to live a righteous, holy life as a Christian, but you can't do it. You try not to be angry on little things, but still you are angry. You try your best, but you can't. But if the Holy Spirit is in you, He takes control of that for you. Amen?
Amen.
Your question be answered. So please, falling down is nothing. It's the works of the Holy Spirit. You can do it. It cannot happen that way. If even after you open your heart, even in your bedroom, it can happen. All that means that you need the fullness, you need the power, you need the gift, so that you can stand as a Christian and be bold as a Christian, be able to overcome so many things. At home, your family wise, at school, things that as a Christian you don't have to go through, but by the Spirit you can. Question. Of the Holy Spirit, and we have infilling of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in three stages for every Christian. When you are not a Christian and you become a Christian, but that it is not by you or self who was made a Christian, it was the Holy Spirit. We have the regeneration. The regeneration is what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit. He comes to change your mind from the world to come and believe in Jesus Christ. It is He who convinces you that, you're Muslim. No, I believe there is God. I must worship God. And you come and join the church. That act is by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit in you that makes it so. And the moment you accept Jesus to become a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit in you. So everybody here has the Holy Spirit to become a Christian. That's all. But that's the first aspect of it. Then we come to Holy Spirit baptism. Second stage of the Holy Spirit. The moment you come into the church, it's the Holy Spirit which is filling you. Two, you need the Holy Spirit baptism to receive the fullness of the Spirit. So that God comes to dwell in you. So that from day to day, as you work as a Christian, you are able to let people know that indeed you are a Christian. So Peter and the apostles, they all believed in Jesus. He breathed on them. He gave them the Holy Spirit. But then they were not baptized until, as he read, when Jesus went away and said he promised them the Holy Spirit that he came. And when the Spirit came to them, they were baptized with the Holy Spirit. They received the power. So baptism of the Holy Spirit is for you to be able to serve God. Baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can serve God. So that is His work. So if you don't want to serve God in the way God wants it, you don't need baptism of the Holy Spirit. But if you want to serve with your flesh, rather you will fail. You will convince yourself that Christian will fail. Then thirdly, we come to the infilling of the Holy Spirit. As yes, action. The moment you are baptized by the Holy Spirit, from that day on, the Holy Spirit must grow in you. And it is not something automatical. It is you who allow the Spirit to grow in you. Your response to the Spirit is what makes the Holy Spirit continue to grow. The fire in you continue to burn. If you don't put in more fire, you don't get higher fire. Your gas, if you don't increase it, you get low. Is that not true? So when the moment you are baptized, it is your duty now to increase it by always being in tune with Christ, reading the Bible, praying with the Lord, and also working with righteous life. It is there that the Holy Spirit continues to burn in you. So if you don't do that, it will diminish. It will go away. Already you have it within you. The seed is already there. As somebody said, you have the seed in you, but you need to let it germinate. And that depends upon you. And you will let the Holy Spirit burn in you, increase in you, by having the infilling. Infilling is how you live your life.
say enyashe. Without that, you cannot do it. That
when you also consider the issue,
this is the flesh. There is no Holy Spirit in you.
It's not speaking to you.
That's what the Bible says. If you are not filled by the Holy Spirit, you will live according to your flesh, your mind. And that will diminish your spirit. It will kill the spirit. But infinitely is that when you say Enyashe, the Holy Spirit becomes greater in you. Everything is done because of Christ, because of God, because of your Christian faith. I forgive, I forget. These things is that the more you read the Bible, the more you pray, and the more these things, the Holy works in you, so that you can say, okay, I have to live it. This is nothing. It's no more my friend. I'm a loggerhead with a person. All these are the deeds of the flesh. But when the Holy Spirit is filled in you after the baptism, if it is filled in you, you see all those things as nothing. Yeah, forget, forgive, no, you are, don't be one, be united, I love you. All this comes as the fruit of the Spirit. The auntie, your question that asks, without always allowing God to be in you, your mind, allowing the world to be in you, it will diminish it, and you will still go back to your former character. And the Spirit will die. And the Spirit will quench. So infinite is a practical aspect of our Christian faith. How you live practically. How you can respond to your friend. How you can respond to God. How you will be faithful to God. And that is the infinite of the Spirit. It is all taken over by the Spirit. It's according to you. It depends upon you. The more you believe, the more you rely on Christ, the more the Spirit becomes greater in you. Amen.
Amen.
Now you see your positions in the Christianity. We are Christian. You now see your position. There are some of you, they have the Holy Spirit in them right from the day they came to Christ.
But they are not baptized in the Holy Spirit. Two, three, they are not filled by the Spirit. So they live according to their own mind. They don't want the Holy Spirit to lead them.
And they are not to the Holy Spirit. I'm not what you need. I'm a woman be what you have one. You are the see, you can even advise. This advice that you give to a person is by the Spirit of God. Is it? It just hold of the person. What's the kind of thing? From what's the kind of thing? Name of God. Open the night, the thing Holy Spirit will be speaking.
Yeah.
Though he has said, take away your nonsense. But as he goes, the Holy Spirit still talks. Hey, that's not quite clear. I don't know what the Spirit of the devil will continue to forget. What you want to do is, brother, Christianity enough for me. What you want to do and live for God, you cannot. But if by the Spirit of God, you put to death all these things, you will be able to stand. Because in your age, there are so many challenges. Lifestyle challenges, friends challenges, social media challenges. But by the Spirit of God, it's only by that you can stand. So we pray, said, you will need, deserve this, you will need this, you will be filled with this, so that it can help you. It will help you yourself. And you see that I am pastor, how many God be now? You might not see him physically, but he's with you in troubles. He was with you at school, he'll be with you. What will be better what you do? No matter what you do, all God time. But if you don't get the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, he will let you know, say, on funeral home, he cares more than anybody. But it is a lie. But with the Spirit of God, you can stand. As something to help you have a curfew when you are telling him more. Then the devil in him is taking a joy over power. Then you are set free. So, beloved, don't think that you can worship and serve God by yourself. You need external as a spirit. Divine one, Holy Ghost from heaven. God who is with you, continue to control and lead you. And yes, you will be led astray. This is what I'm talking about. May the power of God, beloved, fill you as you listen to this message. But God has already promised that your young ones shall see what fish is. Young ones is you. Sons and daughters will prophesy.
Amen.
And you are the sons and daughters. Do we believe that the Holy Spirit is already as we are speaking, the way you get it? The moment you believe, now come and trust and you decide to have it, it comes to us. I was in church, I was prayed for a woman when we were in Sunday school. And we prayed with Jesus, we shouted, we cried, we didn't come. people were also falling and down those things. It didn't come. I fell down, you stand up and go the same day. And we're not having students. So we went to God as well today. And it was only one day. I was sleeping on bed. I was just sleeping on bed. All of a sudden, I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what happened. The Holy Ghost came upon me, spoke in tongues, and it was not stopping. I fell down from the bed. I went under the bed. I was holding something. I was holding to something. I was holding this. I said, what's wrong? So the Holy Spirit had to teach me a lesson. Went under the bed. I was holding the pillars of the bed. And it's not going. My ribs. Said, yeah. You say you are hard hearted. Because you are a Pentecost people, so you want to say you are deceiving us. And you cannot deceive God. And the day God got me, without the spirit, that's the start. You will do what you do, you think you are doing, but you are not. You need to live a life of God. God has something better for you. God wants to transform, God wants to open your mind. Broaden your knowledge so your future will be distinct by the Holy Spirit. Not what you know, what you can do, but what the Spirit can through you do. That's what you're talking about. Many of us have got gifts. This is our generation. This is our church. You are taking control of the church tomorrow. So we need to prepare yourself. Many of you are not baptized in water, and you think it's because this guy was baptized in water, you look at his life. So I know. And there's a difference between him and you. And I what?
Yes.
Between you and you need to have that upon your life. You don't know what that will do to for you. You don't know. You have been raised with Christ. If you know truly that indeed you are following Christ, you need to go down into the water with Christ, baptize your life, put it down in the water, and come out and tell God, today is between me and you. If you say after that, you go back to their friends and where friends and those lies and those things, it's up to the person. It's between yourself. Watch your own, look at your own, and allow God to work something through you. There's a difference between his destiny and your destiny. And we pray that your destiny will be led by not you, but by God.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
Your tomorrow will be led by God. And he has promised you and he will never fail you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who wants to be filled by the Holy Spirit? Just nothing. And I said, by faith. By faith is not seeing it, but believing it. Hoping for that this I've got. But anybody force, if you want, God gives. If you don't want, God will never force anybody. But we pray, say, you all will be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Tongues in Canada is one of the proofs you said. It just proved to you, said. Proof said, you've got the Holy Spirit. Two, tongues, you know, it stops you in your prayer. Well, the Bible says, even the way we pray, you know, you don't even know. There has to be another one, but I go two lines. No, I can't. I said, no, sir. But if you have the tongues in you, once the tongues that I take over in my body, then it continues your prayer for you. So that what you want to say and you couldn't say, the tongues will say to God. God understands the language. That is the meaning of tongues. Are you getting me?
Yes.
So it's your key. It's your own key. That will help your Christian life. So you don't play with it. You have to be serious that I have to get this thing. So that when I am weak and I cannot, it takes over. It takes over for you. And tell God what you need and come down to help you. And that is all. That is all. So the tongues there is for you personally. It's not for anybody. It's for you. But the infilling of the Holy Spirit is for you and I. It changes your